It's time for the man of the hour, Mr. Mike Brennan, with all the headlines that are fit to read. Hiya, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Well, and thank you, and welcome from my new location in Ann Arbor. I moved out of West Michigan. Now I'm based in Ann Arbor to be right in the heart of what's going on in technology today.
Welcome to this side of the state, and let's start digging in with the headlines you've got here. One I think probably could have predicted would be here is that AT&T says that the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus are going to be going on sales September the 19th.
Yeah, and actually you can do a pre-order if you go online at the AT&T site. We have that information at the website, mitechnews.com, but they'll be available at the stores on September 19th. Zero down, you get a $300 trade-in value for your old iPhone.
Wow.
And right after I hit the send button, Verizon sent me the same thing, saying their pre-sale is going on now online, and they'll be available at Verizon stores also on September 19th.
Wow, and a $300 trade-in was something that I had not heard about. Hey, let's move on to another headline I saw here, and this is a big one because it impacts probably one of the cornerstones of architecture downtown and Detroit business for many years, and that's CompuWare is going to be splitting up.
Well, that's assuming, of course, that the deal goes through that was announced on September 2nd, where the company will be sold for $2.5 billion to a California private equity company. But assuming that does happen, then they're going to split the company into two. They're going to keep the mainframe as one company, and that will still be CompuWare. But then the application performance management side, which is really the heart of the company anymore, they're going to call Dynatrace.
Is that likely to stay in this area as well, or could that be moving, do you think, Mike?
Well, that's the big if. You know, I'm not real optimistic, to tell you the truth. I've seen this happen over and over again. And if the investors aren't based in Michigan, and in this case they're in California, I mean, something will remain of CompuWare, but maybe it's just the mainframe business stays in Detroit and the rest of it goes to California. It's really hard to say. Because they're not saying right now either.
And they've been a big mainstay for Detroit for a long time as we've been moving along.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll be into the future of Detroit. We're talking with Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. And you can receive that, these headlines, and many, many more, including some audio as well. Our podcast from our program, the MI Tech News you're listening to right now, audiobooks, all sorts of goodies come to you absolutely free. How, you say, can I get hold of that? Simply go to internetadvisor.net. Go to our homepage, and then scale down a little bit. You'll see Mike's smiling face right next to a button that says subscribe here. You click on that. Give us your information, which is basically your email address, and the headlines are on your way free, absolutely free. You'll get information about the top headlines, the things that are going on around the state and the nation, entrepreneurial events, venture capital things that are coming up, the chances for you to network, all sorts of good things, absolutely free. You want to make sure that you sign up for that today at internetadvisor.net. Mike, the last story I want to refer to here is one that's kind of neat because it's out of the ordinary in a sense. We talk about high tech, but this is something that is really going to be a boon to the Upper Peninsula, to a little community up there called Escanaba.
Escanaba, yes. Famous movie of Escanaba in the Moonlight that was done a number of years ago. This is actually a Peter, Michigan event, so part of the reason that we're covering it is it's good for the state. It's the Toyota Bassmaster Angler of the Year. They have, just like NASCAR, they have top anglers that do points every competition. So this one's only open to the top 50 anglers, and they're going to be competing for a purse of $900,000.
Wow. Good
money. Now, the technology side of it is fishing fans can follow the tournament real time on the Bass website, and that's bassmaster.com. So if you don't want to be up in the UP, having a good time up there eating that lutefisk, then you can watch it on the internet. So.
Well, it's going to be an exciting time, and of course the UP is beautiful this time of year as well. So it'll be another good reason to go up there. Well, folks, that's the breadth of the kind of news that you get with MI Tech News, and I hope that you will go to our homepage, internetadvisor.net, and subscribe today. Mike Brennan, have yourself a good week settling into Ann Arbor.
Thanks very much, Foster.